views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. Today, Artie had something to do, folks, so I have an amazing guest with me. His name is Guy Lazarus.
Hello.
And he is our healer and a very amazing one at that. I have seen him in action, and trust me, folks, he's good. He took away all of my back pain, my knee pains. In fact, last Sunday, I had such a terrible pain in my leg. I was dying. And I had put an emergency call into Guy. Right, Guy? Tell me what happened.
It was an emergency remote session.
But trust me, after I had that emergency remote session, and I mean, I couldn't even, I have a problem with my hip, and I couldn't put any pressure on my left leg. And after him and I spoke, about maybe within 10 minutes, I was completely pain-free. So he's really good, guys. And I want to give you his telephone number in case you'd like to call him for a healing. Because today, one of our topics is health all the way. And being as it is health all the way, Guy fits into that perfectly because he can help restore health. His goal is just not to take you out of pain. His health, his motive is to get you healed. But he does amazing things with people who suffer from chronic pain. So like I said, today our topics are health all the way, and a change of pace is very, very healthy. All right, so before we start the show today, I want to give everybody, the audience, our number for the studio. And it's 1-800-930-2819. And I'll repeat that again. And I'm going to be giving that number out throughout the whole show today, guys, so that you can speak with me and get free readings for a little bit. Or you can speak with Guy if you're having issues with your health. And he can maybe send out some healing energy your way. So the number again to the studio is 1-800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get an amazing reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And you'll get a terrific reading with him. And if you'd like to get a terrific reading with me, not that I'm saying, you know, I hate to be like, you know, I hate to sing my own song or toot my own horn, but I have been told that I am an excellent medium.
I can attest to that.
Thank you so much, Guy. And my number is 908-500-1474. So if you need help with anything psychically, or you'd like to connect a loved one, we're always available for you, all right? I have some sad news, folks, and I hate to start the program off with sad news, but, you know, when we do a show like this, you guys know a lot about our background, you know a lot about our family lives, you know, the important things, and I really want to share this with you all because I know that a lot of you have put a lot of prayers out for my dog, Harley. Well, Friday at 5:25, he succumbed to osteosarcoma, which is a very aggressive bone cancer. And we lost him. And I get all choked up, I'm sorry. He was my best friend. He was my devoted pet. And I just wanted to thank all of you for all the prayers and all the beautiful, loving, healing energy you sent him while he was alive. Because let me tell you, folks, he died with dignity. He died on his favorite couch in my family room with dignity and honor. And I want to just thank you all. And I know he thanks you all as well. So not to start the show off on a sad tone, but it's part of life. It's part of life. And I wanted all you guys, because you are devoted fans and you are part of my life, I wanted you to know that Harley is now walking with my son Michael in heaven. And I know we came to get him. I felt it. And he died with dignity, guys. And thank you for that.
Well, to turn a positive into a negative, because that's what I do.
Yes.
A negative into a positive, rather, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Why don't you tell the story about how this little puppy miraculously came into this world?
You know, folks, you talk about miracles, right? And you say, I've never seen a miracle in my life. I'm never going to see a miracle. Miracles only happened at the time of Moses and Jesus and, you know, the ascended masters. Well, that's not so true. It's not so true, folks. That day, Friday, Harley, like I said, took his last breath at 5:25 in the afternoon. That I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody because I was just so distraught. About 2 hours later, I get a call from his breeder, which is not common. And she said to me, Sky, at 5:25, you'll never believe this, my dog had one single puppy, but I never even knew she was pregnant. There was no afterbirth, no placenta, no cord, no blood. All there was this single, beautiful, little, fat puppy. And I said, Tina, you're never going to believe this. I said, at 5:25, Friday, when that puppy arrived, is when Harley took his last breath. And she, not being a spiritual person at all, and her husband said to me, that's your puppy, because Harley's soul went into that puppy. So, you know, of course, being who I am, I naturally believe it, but I had to see for myself. I had to touch the pup. So 5-day-old puppy came to me yet last night, and when I grabbed a hold of that puppy, all I could see was Harley's face. She felt just like Harley. Just like Harley. I got that same sensation as when I would hold Harley, or I would hug and kiss Harley. So I knew for sure that I got a miracle. So that goes to show you, folks, that love can conquer everything, including death. Love will prevail over death. Do you realize that? I mean, I am in this business, and I know how much love means and how the folks in on across the veil love us. But to give me such a gift and to make me realize and to share this maybe with you guys who need this out there right now, love prevails. He loved me so much and I loved him so much that we couldn't be apart. And he came back to me. And I can't take this little girl pup for 6 more weeks, but you know what? I'm going to be visiting her every day or every week. And unfortunately, the mom usually has, and this is Harley's mom and dad, by the way. This is Harley's mom and dad who had this little girl puppy. And she was the sole survivor of 2 litters prior that she had 14 pups, the mom, and they all passed away. So this was a miracle in itself, because the doctor said that she would never have another live litter. And all of a sudden, not even the breeder knew that she was pregnant. And all of a sudden, this little pup appears at 5:25 when Harley took his last breath. To me, it was one of the biggest gifts that our Creator could have ever given me, and my angels and all the people in heaven that love me, and all of my friends and family and angels and spirit guides say they're all watching after me, and gave me this amazing, amazing, mind-boggling miracle. So, you know, folks, miracles still happen. And Guy, you were there, you saw it, you know.
It was.
Am I telling anything that's not true?
Not at all. So in case anybody wonders if miracles do happen or not, they absolutely do.
They absolutely do. So folks, I want to tell you something else. I took Weezer to the studio today because, believe it or not, his brother Weezer is mourning for him. He is absolutely mourning for his brother, and he is not the same dog. I kind of had a feeling that this was going to happen. So if you hear him barking, guys, please forgive him. He just wants to be on the radio because he's mourning. Is he not mourning?
He is.
How sad is this?
He's a good boy.
He's a very good boy. Now, my pups are, there he is, there he goes. My pups are 250 pounds. You have to understand, but they're not really pups. I call them pups because they're my babies, but they are 250 pounds each. And this guy is dragging around the house. He's not eating. He's very antsy. He sleeps a lot. He goes from one chair to the other, one couch to the other, his cage to the couch. So, you know, I'm feeling that I can feel him. I feel his sadness. I feel his mourning. So I'm sorry if he does bark. I just want you to know that he is with me today in the studio. But before we continue, we have to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back. So stay tuned.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't it nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice?
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hands, put your empty hands in mine. And scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too. Cause I'm gonna stand by you. Oh, tears make a lot of scars in your eyes. It hurt, I know you're hurting, but so am I. And love, if your wings are broken, I don't mind so yours can open too. Cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Thank you for playing that song. That means so much to me. Folks, the reason why that song means so much to me is because after the Breeder spoke to me, I spoke to my spirit guides, and I said, please give me a sign that Harley's soul is in this puppy. And I went into my car, and I turned on my radio, and that song was playing in its entirety. And when I heard the words, I'm going to stand by you no matter what. I knew for sure that was my sign that that puppy has Harley's soul in it. And I was just crying myself, you know, not because I'm crying for unhappiness. I'm just crying for that in thanks mm-hmm. for that miracle. You know?
Happy tears.
Happy tears.
Well, this first topic is entitled Health All the Way, which could be spiritual health, mental health, physical health. We'll be talking a little bit about that. If you'd like to call in and join in the conversation or get a reading from Sky, you can call the studio at 800-930-2819. Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02. My number, if you would like some healing, is 347-705-4503.
And, of course, my number, folks, if you'd like to get an amazing reading with Sky, wherever she is, is 908-500-1474. That was very nice. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. I left you out, though, but I figured I knew you were going to jump in.
Of course. You know me. I'm
absolutely.
Big man.
You know, it's funny, when you're connected with someone with, you know, on the same energy level, you tend to finish each other's sentences.
That's
or
true.
Just say what each other is thinking at that exact time. It's pretty
true.
It's just amazing.
You know something, Guy and I became very, very, very close friends. We consider each other family right now. So and it'll be that way for the rest of our lives. And I love his energy. We feed off each other. His energy, my energy, it just clicks. It just clicks. And there's not a lot of people out there that happens to. And I'm sure you guys have met people along the way where you feel as though you've known them your whole entire lives. Because I know I have. And I feel like I know Guy for my entire life. But as Guy was saying, health. Health is very important. You know, if you're not feeling well, nothing in this world matters. You could have money up the gazoo. You could have friends up the gazoo. You could have opportunities for work, opportunities to go out and have fun. But if you're not feeling well, all that means nothing. So your health is everything.
I have to tell you, my opinion,
yeah.
I think mental health is most important.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Can't be a clue.
Because even if you don't have the greatest physical health,
yes.
You know, and you also don't have the greatest mental health, your physical health
yes.
will get worse.
Oh, absolutely.
If you do not think of yourself as well,
yes,
you're not going to get well.
Of course.
I mean, some people...
That's the thinking of power. That's the power of the law of attraction.
Right. I have some clients that they're not physically well. They're not the worst off. But instead of concentrating and putting the energy on, I'm going to be well... They only tell me how sick they are.
Right.
Instead of telling me that they're going to be well. So if you keep telling yourself, people, that you are sick, I'm not getting better, you know what's going to happen? You're going to remain sick and not get better.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you're going to heal 100%. Maybe not. I mean, I hope so. But, you know, this is going to prevent you from... Anything in life. If you want something, visualize it. If you want to be healthy, visualize it.
That's so important, what you just said.
Visualize. You want a job. Visualize yourself getting that job.
Yep.
And it'll happen. Believe me.
Yes, it will. You know what I do, guys? I have horrible asthma. And every time I start going into that can't breathe phase where, you know, let's say there's a lot of pollen in the air or the air quality's poor, I start getting that wheezing and I can't breathe right. I can't take a full breath. I close my eyes and I imagine one of the ascended masters. I picture Jesus Christ. And Jesus is standing in front of me in his robe. And with his two hands, he goes right into my chest. And I feel something penetrating my chest on the very slightest level. And I feel him burning out all the sickness. And minutes later, I am so much better. I am absolutely better. And then I thank him and I say a prayer and I'm fine for the rest of the day.
That reminds me of what happened to me two nights ago. I did so many healings particular day. It was 2 days ago. And I just felt so drained, literally. I felt like I could sleep for days. And I said my prayers and affirmations before bed, asking God and the Ascended Masters to please take this pain out of me or this fatigue. And at 2:35 a.m., I'm sound asleep, and I hear someone, a man's voice, like it was literally laying next to me. And it just said, "Guy." Exactly.
He told me.
I woke up out of a dead sleep. I was wide awake at this point, and I felt the most incredible healing energy enter my body. I woke up yesterday morning. I felt terrific.
It's amazing, isn't it? So, you know, folks, like I was saying before, look for those miracles.
See, me as a healer, when I want healing, I have to go to the big guy.
I know you're the boss. I call him the boss.
The boss never fails me.
I know he never fails me either. It's so amazing. He never fails me. He knew how my heart was, and he didn't fail me. He certainly didn't. And that's because I have this incredible faith. But we'll talk about that in a minute, guys, because we have to go to another commercial. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Boys, oh please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
That is such a funny song. I never get tired of hearing that. Thanks, Roy. Thanks for playing that.
Not a problem.
I love it. Hey, we have a caller. Clifford from Florida. Hi, Cliff.
Hello.
How are you? What can we do for you today?
I'm sorry?
What can we do for you today, my dear?
I was just basically calling about my employment. I'm trying to find new employment.
Yes, I knew that. And in fact, when I saw your name, I said to... what is your name again? Guy? I said to Guy that he's having trouble finding employment. You live in Florida, right?
Florida, yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that I'm concerned for your health. And I don't know if you're feeling ill lately. I don't know if
I have been.
I figured that. Well, I didn't figure it. They told me. I always say that, but they always tell. I'm concerned about your health more than anything because things are going to change for you as far as work is concerned. Because when I saw your name and I said that, I pulled a card for you. And I got two cards. The first one said, and you could read this if you want, Guy. One says, no need to worry, which tells me that you're going to come into work shortly. And the other one was improving your health. So your health is going to be improving. And I feel that when you start working is when your health is going to start improving. I think, let me just focus on this. Have you put out resumes? Have you been...
I have put out resumes.
All right. I feel as I'm being told that you're missing something. I want you to go over your resume a little closer. You're missing a very big attribute that you have to offer. And I'm feeling also that the type of work you do is saturated right now. But there is a specialty that you can offer that a lot of people in your type of business don't have. So I want you to go over your resume a little bit more carefully and take the time to think. All right.
Okay.
I do see you starting more, and I want you to get out of the depression, because I'm also feeling a very sense of depression coming over you. Look.
Yeah, I'm actually just started taking Zoloft.
Yeah. I want you to know something. It can't be bad forever. You understand?
Right, yeah.
So you're going to have your ups and downs in life, but I'm promising you, by the end of the year, you will be working. I hope you can hold on to that long, but I know by the end of the year, but I want you to know something. You can change that too by being more aggressive. I want you to be more aggressive in looking for work, okay? And even if you have to go out of your field right now to do something different so that you could sustain yourself financially, I want you to do that, because you will go back into your field. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
No, but you hit everything exactly.
Clifford, I'd like to add something because I'm getting something right
Thanks,
now.
Cliff.
Don't think that it's never going to get better, because I feel that you're starting to give up hope.
Right.
Always remain positive no matter what. I know it's hard, but never put out that negative energy. Always picture yourself working and picture yourself well, and it will happen.
You know, Cliff, every day when that sun comes out, you get a brand new lease on life. I want you to think of that every morning. And when you put your feet on the ground, I want you to say thank you for giving me this beautiful day. And today will be the day that I flourish. And I want you to keep
awesome.
Saying that. You hear me?
Say it again.
I said every day that you wake up in the morning is a brand new start for you. So every day, before you put your feet on the ground, I want you to say that today is a new day, and today is the day that I'm going to flourish. Today is the day that I'm going to find a job, even if it doesn't happen. Today is the day I'm going to find a job. Today I'm going to do something for myself to make me happy, even if it's walk along the beach, or even if it's going into a mall and grabbing an ice cream. I want you to do one good thing for yourself every single day, and I want you to keep a positive attitude. Because things will change, I promise you. All right?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're very welcome. And God bless you. And I hope that you get everything that you want, my love.
Positive thoughts, Clifford.
Positive thoughts all the
way.
Thank you all. Good things are coming. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. And God bless you all.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. What a nice person. Isn't Cliff a nice guy?
He really is.
You know what? Yes. God bless Clifford, and lots of good luck to him, because many people are feeling the crunch right now of, you know, being unemployed. And believe it or not, that leads to bad mental health.
It could really play on your nerves. That's what we were discussing earlier.
Well, of course it applies on your nerves. Yeah. The man needs a security.
We were discussing earlier, the topic is health.
Yes, and that's mental health is one of the most important things, because
Absolutely.
Without mental health, you cannot go forward. You're stuck in a rut. And the reason I told Clifford to welcome each day with a thank you, that I'm alive, and a thank you, and today is going to be the day where I flourish, is because he doesn't always have to flourish in succeeding to find the job that particular day. But he's going to flourish as a human being. And once that happens, everything else will follow suit.
Absolutely. You just can't lose faith.
Right.
No matter what, you cannot lose faith.
Right.
And everyone out there, keep that positive energy going, no matter how crappy you may feel. You know, I know it's not easy, but I tell people every day.
It's true.
Keep it flowing, no matter what.
It's so true. And look, I've just gone through a really rough time, but I did keep the faith. And look what I got.
Yeah.
And this could happen to you. I'm not any better than anybody else. Trust me. In fact, I'm probably not half as good as all of you.
There she goes, giving away her secrets.
But what I'm saying to you, if it could happen to me and I'm just an everyday, ordinary jerk, it could definitely happen to you guys.
You're not that much of a jerk,
oh,
okay? Let's not get crazy.
Aw, isn't he sweet? But what I'm saying, guys, is without good mental health, your whole body will feel sick. There was a time in my life when I was going through a lot of stress. And it was a very bad time in my life. And every day that I woke up, I had pains all over my body. And it wasn't that I was sick. I wasn't sick. But I was mental. My mental attitude was in the gutter. And because of that, my whole body was ill. Do you have a lot of that? Do you get a lot of people like that?
I do. I really, really do. And the other day I was like that. I was just drained. I mean, not my mental health.
Yeah.
It's just I was so drained because, you know, I was dealing with a few people, and it's just the energy. Normally when I give someone a session, depending on what they have, you know, I will get drained, but I will replenish in maybe an hour or two. But the other day, it was Tuesday, was it? All day long, I just felt.
And I'm going to tell you
like
something.
Like I couldn't get out of my own way.
I've seen him do healings. And after his healings, 5 minutes later, he's the same old guy. So I'm telling you, he must have been really healing a very serious problem.
I sent out a lot of energy on Tuesday.
Yeah, because you're never like that.
No.
I know that.
But thankfully, I woke up, I was fine.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to break for commercial, and we will be right back, people.
It's a beautiful morning.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light. From author and healer Francine Vale is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
To live for today and to love for tomorrow is the wisdom of a fool, because tomorrow is promised to no one. You see, love is that wonderful thing that the whole wide world needs plenty of. And if you think for 1 minute that you can live without it, then you're only fooling yourself. Listen, please. I'd like to tell you something that happened to me just the other day. I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes. Now they're gone. And I look at my life. It was barren and so bare. Without love, I had nothing, nothing at all. A sweetheart who loved only me. There was nothing that she would not give. No, no, I was blind to her goodness, and I just could not see that a heart without love cannot live.
That was Tom Jones and a very lovely love song. And we have a caller, Cindy from New Jersey. Hi, Sin.
Hello.
You there, honey? Cindy?
Cindy, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Cindy, are you going through some type of a recovery right now?
Well, recovery from losing my job. I left New Jersey and I went out to Vegas.
Yeah.
Now I'm back in New Jersey.
Okay.
And now
I want you to know something. In the near future, there's going to be big happy changes for you, my dear. But I feel
I'm keeping
that
my fingers crossed.
What?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
That's good, honey. That's good. That's a positive attitude. That's good mental health. That's good for your body, your soul, your spirit. That's really, I like to hear that. But I'm going to tell you, in the near future, big happy changes are going to come about in your life. So you are on a positive road. But I need you to communicate more clearly. I'm feeling as though okay. you're not communicating with those who can give you a job clearly enough. Are you kind of shy?
No, I have a very outgoing personality and I can always say what's on my mind.
Okay. Well, there's something that you're not communicating to somebody that you need to. Because that's okay. what the angels are telling me and I trust them 1,000,000%. So if they're okay. telling me you're not communicating clearly, there's something you're forgetting or there's something that you're overlooking. Mm-hmm. Was there maybe some place that you haven't gone for a job yet that you have been postponing to go to?
Well, I've worked for a company for the past 20 years, and now I'm just going to a different location, which is closer to where I live. And I'm kind of nervous about that, but I'm ready for change. I need a change.
You know what? That's probably the not communicating clearly aspect of it. Have you told your employer that you're not happy with this change?
Oh, yeah.
And they're not responding to that?
Well, the kind of work that I do, it's kind of hard, you know. It's a very, very hard job. But, like, one of them is
you're
located.
You're in the medical field, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. What you need to do is you need to, I know you've been in this position a long time. However, if you're not happy with where you go more than your home and see people that you see more than your family, it's time for you to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? And I do see big
right.
happy changes for you. Very big happy changes. So I think
good.
I think you need to put the fear to the side and go keep in your profession and look for another company. Do you understand
okay.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really think so because I feel that in the near future, things are going to be amazing, amazing for you. I feel
okay.
a very positive energy around you.
I'm sorry?
I said I feel a very positive energy around you. You may not feel it, but I feel it for you. I feel
okay, that's good to know because right about now, I am
solo. Oh, poor baby. Listen, you have to remain positive. You must mm-hmm. remain positive because you have the ability to change your destiny. It may not be the right time in your life as far as your job is concerned. You're stagnant, your status quo, but you need to start moving. You need to start moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, what do you feel about this?
I feel the same way. And if you need help, just seek out your closest friends sometimes. Who could offer some good advice that you trust?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we don't want to burden our friends, but you know what? If they're true friends, that's what they're there for. And I need you to be more assertive. I feel as though sometimes you're a little bit laxed. You need to be mm-hmm. more assertive, Sin. And I'm not saying that
okay.
in a bad way, because I'm the biggest procrastinator on the face of the earth. Okay?
I've been starting to take the bull by the horns. I am going back to school for my bachelor's degree, and I just got a new computer in the mail today, and life is looking up. So I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, too, and there's your big happy changes. All right?
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it greatly.
Always our pleasure, and lots of good luck, and God bless.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, honey. Very nice. I like to read people. I like to read all people. Don't get me wrong. But it's nice when you hear that the angels are around other people and they don't know it, but I know it, and they're really rooting for them. And they're trying to steer them in a different direction, and they procrastinate over it. And you know something? I am the same exact way, folks, so don't think that I'm any different. I mean, the angels have to take a hammer and bang me in the head sometimes, right, Guy?
Yes, absolutely. And with that, we are going to wrap up our first hour, and when we get back, we'll be talking about change of pace can be very healthy.
Ooh, baby.
When we return.
Been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.